so much for joining us. Anyone else out there who has not stated your name and from where you're calling, you can do
that. Good morning, Joni from Tampa.
Good morning, Joni.
Yeah, glad.
Good. God bless you. Thank you all for joining the Master's Call. And at this time, I am going to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess this morning, who is none other than Tiffany Lauderdale out of Inglewood, California. Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my sister, for seating us and greeting us in the spirit this morning. We welcome each one of you to the Master's Call on this terrific Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2012, where in 2012 we know that all is well. So no matter what your situation or your circumstances is, if you just go on and use that affirmation, if you have not added it to your list as of yet, then I advise you to do so today. Your new affirmation for 2012, all is well in 2012. So we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And as I say, I thank God for their yes, because God gave them the vision, and when he gave them the vision, they said, yes, Lord, we will do your will. And what was that? To carry out the Master's Call. One of their purposes and plans that God had for them that they allowed us to share and tap into as we're able to dial into this call every Monday through Friday. We're able to have our lives transformed, our lives enriched, our lives enhanced, our lives empowered as we are believers and we gather here each day on this call so that truly our light will shine out there in the dark world. And as the mission statement of this call says, it is to enrich, to enhance, and empower lives of believers as you begin your day. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when our feet first hit the ground, we just say, thank you, Lord, for just keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for preparing me. Thank you, Lord, for the plan that you have for me. See, a lot of times we don't even know what plan the Lord has, but he does. And all we have to do is just stay in that co-pilot seat and allow God to be the pilot and direct and lead and guide us. Because no matter what we go through, he will never leave us and he will never forsake you. You could just always know that God's arm is intertwined with yours. It's just like, you know, when you get married and you walk down the aisle, there's your father or there's that person that walks down the aisle with you, and your arms are intertwined. And that's just the way that our relationship with God is. He has us locked in the palm of his hand. So give God the glory this morning. If you've missed any of the calls from October the 25th up until the present day, then I invite you to go online and visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived there on our website, and it is available to you 24/7. If you know someone that's going through something and, you know, there's a message on there that would be encouraging to them, then I invite you to send a text or send a link, send an email, invite them to visit the Master's Call website. And if you are interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, if you're interested in stepping up into the next level of or the next chapter of your life and do what God would have you to do if he is nudging you, then I invite you to use our Gmail address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. As Dr. Vanessa mentioned on yesterday, we will begin our fast for this call and for Artists International on January the 5th 2012 through February the 14th, 2012. It will be the Daniel's Fast, which he said, no flesh and no sweets. And if you need the directives or if you need the information, if this is your first time fasting, then we invite you to send in a email request to us. In the subject line, put the Master's Call Fast, and we will definitely respond to you immediately so that we will all be set up and ready and proactive and prepared to go forth and move forward on January the 5th. So if you are interested in fasting along with us, then we invite you to once again send that request in to the Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is Artist International. Artist International, a Christian health and wellness company that started back in Mexico over 20-plus years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and their vision is still going forward today. New distributors are coming in on a daily basis all around the world, and know that the products that we have are absolutely phenomenal, and they are changing lives all over the world. If you are about to get ready to start on this fast, I did a message a while back saying detox. It's time to detox yourself. If you have not purchased your Ultra Body Cleanse, your Nutra Shake, if you haven't purchased your Green LaVie, then I challenge you today to make sure that you tap into the promotion, buy two, get one free. And those were three products that I named, the Nutra Shake, the LaVie Green, and the Ultra Body Cleanse. So you buy two and you get the third one for free. That way you're prepared to be detoxed at the beginning of the year. Check in your back office and see what promotions are there and be ready to move forward in 2012. And if you are not an artist distributor on the line this morning and you want to know what is Artist International really about, then I invite you to go back to the person that invited you to this call and truly find out what Artist International is about. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy if she would come back to the line and give us our opening prayer at this time. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come this morning just to lift up the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. In your word, you tell us to enter your gates with thanksgiving and come into your courts with praise. So, Father God, this morning we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to use this day for your glory. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry and over every person who joins the Master's Call. We thank you for delivering us from the authority of darkness and translating us into your kingdom. This ministry is all about building your kingdom here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, your kingdom reigns over all the earth. We cast down everything that exalts itself against you. We rejoice in the outpouring of your spirit through Pastor Vanessa as she gives voice to your word. As we listen with spiritual ears, as we listen with humble hearts, as we listen with open minds to change our behavior that doesn't line up with your word, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that the angels and you are working diligently in us and through us to establish our success so that you are glorified. We thank you that we are led by the Holy Spirit to be in the right place at the right time doing the right thing so that your promises can be manifested in our lives. Father God, I speak to the airwaves and to the frequencies leading to and from this call. I command the portals of heaven to open up and release an outpouring of your word. I bind any attack from the enemy, and I come against everything that attempts to hinder or block your message for us today. Father God, we thank you that this call is a platform where we rise up early in the morning to thank you, and we can embed your word in our hearts so that you alone are glorified. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father God. We thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for clearing the portals of heaven so that the word of the Lord will go forth this morning. So at this time, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure for me to introduce our speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to this call. She is one of the founders of the Master's Call. She ministers the practical and prophetic word of God. She strives to help equip us in becoming effective witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our anointed mouthpiece for this morning is a pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Texas. She is a prophetess. She is a pastor. She is a daughter. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is a mentor to many on this call, and she is an artist international distributor. Our anointed mouthpiece and used vessel of God, who is here to help us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to build the kingdom of God on a daily basis, and to walk in excellence as we begin to soar as eagles. Our mouthpiece for this morning is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, and warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you on the line, to our entire Master's Call family. Such a privilege, and I'm always so excited to see so many of you all call in, and as I look on the board, and I was like, where is that area coming from? It just blesses me. You know, when the Lord reminded Dr. P.K. Roberts and I when we began this journey, not to despise small beginnings, but to take this aside as the bull by the horns, and do what God had commanded us to do. We had no idea how many lives would be affected. So I'm honored to be able to minister, thus saith the word of God. And as a prophet of God, I was speaking yesterday and today to what God had downloaded in my spirit for this year. And the message and the theme that he has given me is, in 2012, all is well. In 2012, all is well. And we had five main keys and principles that I wanted to discuss. And for those who were not on the line yesterday, I'm going to ask you to listen to the recording, because we took time yesterday to explain the spiritual, numerical importance of the number 12, the biblical significance of what the number 12, but mainly 12 is a perfect number, and it signifies perfection of government. Now, we know the number 7 is perfection, but the number 12 brings about the government, the orders, the rules, the foundational messages. And we gave many examples throughout Scripture from Genesis to Revelation of the role of the number 12 and why prophetically this year God is saying that the word of the Lord announces that there is a divine process to his perfecting government in our life. And during this process, we must continually proclaim that all is well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. We knew that the number 11 really was organized chaos, where God was ripping out of our lives things that we were told again and again to let go of. He was rearranging us, realigning us, pruning, perfecting. For many of us, it was a rough year, but sometimes getting cleaned up can be a rough process. But it was in preparation of this governmental foundation for this year. So we'll see this year victories in our journey, in our process, with our rites of passage, that no matter what's going on, our role is to decree and declare to the heavens that all is well. And the text scripture from a very familiar story and passage in the Bible comes from 2 Kings. And in 2 Kings, the fourth chapter, the verses 8 through the end of that story, and 37, and we're holding it on special parts as we go over our five principles, because this is a season where Elisha has now walked in full prominence of his role. He was mentored by Elijah, and Elijah has gone on, and now he's walking as the prophet in that land, in that region. And the principle number one that we went over yesterday, and we're asking you to really meditate and be open to these principles, for God is truly speaking in this season. And principle number one, all is well when opportunities come, you did not ask for or understand. See, too many of us, if we don't have the whole 411 on it, we won't move. Our spirit has peace. We know in our knower, the Holy Ghost inside of us, that it's about God, but we want to understand the details. This is in the season where God's going to give you all the in-between. He's going to speak, then it's up to us to obey. So we have to do our part with pure motives. See, some four-letter words that are good for us is pure, is holy, is to be good in what you do. And we have to learn in this season that it's not the world's kind of love that I give to get. It's because I do it because it's the right thing. And in this story, the Shunammite woman told her husband, because Elisha would travel back and forth through their area, just kind of like today when we have itinerant ministers, myself, when we travel all around the world and many churches I visit yearly, when we come back and forth, they were just kind enough because they had the resources and the ability. She said, let's build a room adjacent so that the prophet can be there when he comes through. So many things that God will put on your heart to do, you may not understand, but you need to be obedient. All we're talking in 2012, all is well. And principle two, all is well when blessings seem to be cursed or killed. All is well when blessings seem to be cursed or killed. What are you saying, Dr. V? All of us have had something happen where we're excited, we're getting our shout on, we're praising God, and then it looks like 2 or 3 months later down the road, the enemy comes in and tries to snatch it, destroy it, take it away from us. Remember in Isaiah 59, that 19th verse says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. See, the devil will always be the devil. His job description is John 10:10. He comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. But our promises manifested in those who God has promised us says that, but I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. We must, during these seasons, when the enemy's trying to come in like a flood, stay focused, stay faithful, stay firm about our convictions and our confession that all is well. So that when this woman, this Shunammite woman in our text in 2 Kings 4, she was just doing the right thing in principle one. She just said, husband, let's build a room aside. And we read that in verses 10 and 11. And Elisha would stay there when he would come through. And then in verse 12, Elisha said to Gehazi, a servant, called the Shunammite, and when he had called her, he stood before her. And in that verse 15, he said to her, as he called her, he said in verse 16, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. In that culture, in that time, for many women, and even today, they don't feel significant unless they have a child, and even more so, a son. Now, her motives were pure. She just built the house. She didn't ask for the room. She didn't ask for anything. She didn't have any strings attached. And the Lord moved on the prophet Elisha, and he had her come to him, and he spoke and decreed over her body, this time next year, you shall bear a man-child. And like many of us, too, when God shows us something in a dream, God shows us something in a vision or a prophetic word, all right, God, don't play with me now. And, you know, you want to believe it. You want to have hope. You want to have anticipation. And for some of us, we scurred. We're not scared. We scurred to step out there and believe it. And she was just saying with a sincere heart, I'm not asking for this. And as verse 17 says, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. So in verse 17, the prophet had decreed it, and it was established in her life. And so when troubles come, when the enemy is the enemy, we see in verse 19, the son was older, he grew, 18 I should say, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. So he sent him back to his mother. And in verse 20, it tells us that the son died. The promise that she didn't ask for, the situation that she didn't go seeking, was so humbled and grateful that she had been given a man-child, and now the enemy comes in and steals it. The job that you had been praying for, that you worked hard for, now they lay you off. Oh, the relationship that you just knew was God and were celebrating his faithfulness and were happy, and they walked out on you. All the finances that were there and were stable and everything was okay, and an unexpected illness came, and now you're struggling just to make it all when you seem like your promise has been cursed. What do we do? Oh, our confession must be all is well. Oh, let me hurry along. In principle number three, when others don't, God does. When others don't, God does. See, when others don't seem to understand, you must stand still, strong on God's word and his promises, even when you have to stand alone. See, in that verse 19, the husband did what? He sent the son back to his mother. Others may love you, have the same desires as you, but are still not able to stand strong and stand along you in various seasons of the journey. Now, remember, if they could, they would. But you just remember with God, you can, I can, stand against the attacks of the enemy. Many times God himself will not let others stand with you because it is about your growth, your test, your season of growth in the journey. To birth the prophet, the priest Samuel, Hannah walked out her process alone to deliver her people and face the king. Esther walked in front of him in his chamber alone to conquer and deliver his people from the hands of the Philistines. David faced Goliath alone to challenge an empire and confront their evil head on. Paul faced King Agrippa alone to stand in the gap for the propitiation, for the substitution of our sins. Christ died on Calvary's cross alone. See, during these seasons, remember, like the Shunammite woman, stay focused, stay faithful, stay firm on God's promise. Don't you negate what God has given you with your own mouth with negative conversation. It's all a part of our process in 2012. It's part of the journey to forming the government of order in our lives. Ah, in 2012, your only confession is all is well. Principle four, only share with those who God says you should. Now, this one's going to get a lot of us in trouble because we talk too much. Only share with those who God says you should. In that 22nd and 23rd verse, as she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. Verse 23, and he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Again, many of us just simply talk too much. We share things with people who have absolutely no role in our process or our journey. We open ourselves up to spiritual warfare that we are not equipped to handle because we release information into the atmosphere that was not bathed and birthed and covered in prayer. See, during our journey, idle conversation can be your worst enemy. Let me say that again because some of y'all don't get delivered today. You're just remembering that for this year. During your journey, my journey, idle conversation can be your worst enemy, wasting time with those who are not helpful or essential to your process. See, only through prayer and discernment can you know who is for you and who is against you and who simply is just not supposed to be a part of the process. In 2012, more than ever, there is no time for good ideas. Make sure you're hooked into the God ideas. Remember, God is not obligated to provide, protect, or promote the good ideas, only the God ideas. Let me say that again. God is not obligated to provide, to protect, or promote our good ideas, but only his God-ordained ideas. Many times people are concerned and sincerely want to know what is going on, but release only to those God tells you to release information to. And in our scripture, you notice the Shunammite woman didn't even tell her own husband that their son was dead. In verse 19, when the boy had told his father that his head was hurting, the father sent the boy to the mother. So we see in verse 23, she does not go to her husband, but she heads straight for the prophet, the man of God, Elisha, for the solution from heaven. Give me one more extra minute. So I want to finish this up today and get this all in your spirit. Even when Elisha's armor bearer, Gehazi, inquires of her in verse 26, what does she need? She only even responds to him, all is well. Her discussion was only to be with the man of God. See, in 2012, with most, your only response is all is well. And our discussion must only be with the one that God tells us to speak with. In some seasons of this 2012, our only discussion may be with God himself. In 2012, let your confession be all is well. And our last principle, 5, fight for the promise that brings forth the fruit for your future. Fight for the promise that brings forth the fruit for your future. See, this year, this season, this 2012, stay postured in prayer. That's why we're going on this consecration as corporate believers. Stay full of the praises of God in your mouth. Lift up your mouth and always create an atmosphere full of the anointing of God through worship. Stay mindful of your purpose. Don't let idle, unnecessary things get on your plate. The destiny that God has placed upon your life, he's establishing government in your world. And in 2012, God is establishing his government order in our lives, and we must surrender and submit on purpose, by intention, to cooperate with the process. Be battle ready. The enemy is still the enemy, but God is greater. Fight for your promise, and don't give up, don't get out, until you see the manifested victory. Remember in that verse 27, and when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord has hid it from me and have not told me. Then she tells the man of God in verse 28, then she said, did I desire a son of the Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? In other words, sometimes we got to put God in remembrance of his word and our promises. And in that verse 20, and the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. In other words, I'm not leaving here till you come back to see my son, because she left him in the room dead and was not going to leave her promise dead until she brought back the solution. So in this 2012, during the fight, we must follow God's instructions. Stay focused and faithful. Stay involved in your own deliverance until you see the completion. Stay plugged into the source and stay present in the process, alert and sensitive to the moves and the ways of the Lord. Because as she stayed right following the prophet Elisha, as he went back in the room in verse 35, then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. There's that perfection. And the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. She didn't give out on her promise until she saw the manifestation of the promise. In this 2012, our confession, our decree, our declaration is all is well. Amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful in-season, on-time message that we received this morning in 2012, all is well. And if you missed any of the points that she gave you, I'm not going to go over them, but I invite you to call 712-432-1085, which is the playback number, the same PIN code, 957. 677#, and you will be able to hear that message as well as visit the website, which you could get the information from yesterday as well as today. See, we are already being set up for 2012, and if you have not felt that in your spirit, then I say go back and listen, because we are already being prepared and propped up for 2012, where in 2012 all is well. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so, so much for who you are and for what you do. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line and close us out in a word of prayer.
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for that prophetic message. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that all is well in 2012. No matter what a thing looks like, Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank and praise you, O God, for your precious promises and how we heard the praise reports on Friday about how things have worked out for Angela and Benita and Candy and Christine and Rushi. Lord, we thank you that as we reflect on those things, that gives us encouragement, because we know that we have a history with you, that all is well, no matter what it looks like, all is well. Father, we thank and praise you that we know that you are there to fight our battles, because you told us to cast our cares on you, because you care for us. Father, and then we thank you that in this message that you have told us, not that we heard, that we are to share with only those people that you want us to share whatever we're going through with. So let us look to you first, Lord, because you are the one who makes the difference. So we lift up Jackie and her family to you, O God. We lift them up, her son Joseph, with regard to his court date, with the complications, O God, that you make every crooked path straight, that you be on the, that you be the lawyer in the courtroom, O God, that you touch the judge's heart, that he finds favor in the courtroom. Father, and for her daughter Latricia, who has not found a job yet, Father, you know, you told us in your word that you would do all those things, that all things are possible through Christ who gives us strength. We can do it all, Lord. So let her just trust you for that job, because you said that you will not have your child begging for, that you would not give your child a stone when they're asking you for bread. So let them be encouraged right now. Provide for every need in the almighty name of Jesus. And then for Lourdes, oh God, as she trusts you to bring her son closer to you, her son John, oh God, that you would bring him closer to you in Jesus' name. Be with the entire family. Father, we continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank and praise you that Minister Robin is on the phone with us this morning. We thank and praise you, oh God, for getting her through all the things that she has gone through, because she knows that all is well, no matter what, and for bringing Minister Candy and her family back safely. And then, oh God, we lift up Joni this morning for her daughter, Tanika, who is experiencing chest pains, Lord. We also lift up Tammy, oh God, whose daughter, Epiphany, is having some struggles with her health, oh Lord, and her behavior. We know that all those things have to bow to the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for being everything they need you to be during this time. Father, we thank and praise you for the unspoken prayer request as well. We know that because they have not been spoken, we know that you know, and we don't have to know, Lord, because you are omnipresent and you are omniscient and you know it all. So we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for closing this call and sealing the word out in prayer. To you, Minister Candy, thank you for greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that prophetic word for the beginning of this year. And to you, each of you, the Master Call family, we thank God for you. Know that without you, this would not be possible. And I pray that as you go through this day, that you would surrender, accept, and obey the call and will of God upon your life. Be that great minister in the marketplace that God has already predestined you to be. And may he continue to prosper you, to prepare you, and to perplex you and propel you to go into 2012 where all will be well. We love you here on the Master's Call. God bless each of you, and we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.